Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey!
Hi!
Happy Friday, y'all!
Hey! What did you say? I didn't hear you.
I said happy Friday, y'all?
Yeah, I think you said happy Friday.
No, I thought you said something, Sarah.
Me? No, I just said hey!
Oh, hey.
Happy Friday.
You know what, guys?
What?
I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but...
It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be May.
How could you not be familiar with it? And Sarah butchered it and destroyed it and totally missed the mark on it last year.
Was it last year?
Yes.
So Sarah,
what'd I do?
On May 1st, you posted the "It's gonna be May." It's not gonna be May. It's already
yeah,
May.
Dude,
oh, you
Sarah?
Have to do it the day before. That's right.
You have
right.
to do it on the last day of April. If you're going to do it, I mean, granted, we've been doing this thing for like 22 years now.
You had to, like, this is like, today is your day. Like, you have to wait a whole year to do May good, Sarah. So don't screw it up.
So I should go post the meme, "It's going to be May"
yes.
today. Now, what about the "May the Force be with you" and all of those?
That's not until.
That's May 4th.
Yeah, that's.
May
next,
the 4th be with you.
Monday, yeah. Tuesday, next Tuesday.
That's Tuesday. So let's just worry about today, okay? We're not in May yet, but it's going to be May.
Is this the only meme we can post? Haven't there been some, like, differentials that have come out in the past couple years?
Nah, just stick with what you know, bro.
21 years, this song.
Dude, are you serious?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
It came out in June of 2000.
It's ridiculous.
So
I remember it
so 21
well.
Years, we've been saying it's going to be May.
Yeah.
Sarah still can't get the date right.
I remember when this came out, I was like, oh, man, NSYNC's really just expanding their sound. This is so cool. It's not just like normal pop boy band. They've elevated.
So awesome.
It sounds exactly like normal pop.
They've elevated.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wasn't quite familiar with that.
I cannot believe 21 years. Wow.
I know. Isn't that insane?
You think Justin Timberlake just lays low today?
No, I think he loves it.
I think he'd love it.
But after 21 years of it.
If I was his wife, I'd 100% wake him up to the song.
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny. And you know, like when his kids get older. Yes, the kids are going to do it too.
Get the kids dancing.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so good.
There's really... I mean, there's a ton of stuff going on today other than it's going to be May.
Let's leave it alone then.
Well, but there are a couple things we definitely want to address. All Number one, this is not something that I have all the time.
Okay.
But when I do have it, I really enjoy it.
Okay.
I love, like, boba tea or...
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't like it.
And there is a... I love it. There's a shortage of it right now.
I saw that. Isn't that crazy? I love sucking balls through straws.
Me too.
So there's a tapioca shortage, I guess, because the bobas are made out of little tapioca?
I guess so, huh? But I saw that. I didn't click it. I was like,
let me just drop this knowledge real quick.
Tapioca, boom.
Anyway, it's that, you know, celebrate today if you can.
Oh, yeah.
It's National Adopt-A-Shelter Pet Day. Sarah Osbourne has a black lab named Jet.
What up, Jet? He's sleeping. He won't get up for a couple hours.
No.
So shout out to you for that. It is National Honesty Day, so make sure you tell no lies.
Yeah.
Apparently we tell like 22 lies a day.
Is that like a fact?
No, I'm exaggerating.
Oh,
I just lied about that fact, actually.
We already did one, and look, we're just starting our day.
I mean, there's so many things, but I'm going to just skip to the other one. That is important. National Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
Oh, yeah, my girl Lizzie, what?
So if you have a hairstylist that you've been faithful and loyal to, give him a shout out. Maybe send him a little something on Venmo.
Oh,
you know,
that's
a little
good,
extra tip.
That's a good call. You know what? Yeah, for just for nothing.
I mean, y'all have y'all's hairstylist on Venmo?
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, who isn't on? I mean, you can find anyone.
Oh, you can find them. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, surely they're in your contacts, right?
Totally.
If they're in your contacts, you can find them on Venmo.
Oh, yeah,
anyway,
totally.
Good morning.
Wait, hold on. But what? Sarah, did you just said you have your stylist on Venmo?
Yeah.
Have you seen Brad Booker? He doesn't have hair. He doesn't have a stylist.
Sarah.
I mean, come on, girl.
Today, Sarah, today you can post to me, okay?
Yeah, do it.
Thank
it
is going to be May tomorrow. It's going to be May tomorrow.
Thank you.
Today, it's still April, all right? Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much for having us on. Don't forget to listen. Download that Odyssey app.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
A shopper in the UK got a surprise when they returned home with a plant from IKEA and found a gecko lizard inside. How annoyed is that gecko? I had the run of the entire IKEA. Now it lives in a one-bedroom apartment.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels to me that if you're from a big family, you want a big family. And if you're from a small family, then having a small family is okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what you know.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right? Like Alex, you have one sibling, so you have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
In my situation, I had one kid and then an accident, but I was an only child. But thank goodness for that accident because I love her. But anyway, if you're from a big family, then you want a big family.
Yep.
So says Diana, who wants a big family. The only problem is she's afraid it's going to scare off dudes.
Man.
Do you think that's the case? Diana, let's hear from you and figure this out. So you want how many kids?
So I want at least 5.
At least?
Yeah, I'm from a family. I'm one of 6.
Mm.
Yeah, I want 5, at least.
And you feel like that's going to scare off guys?
I don't know. Do I need to tell that to the guy?
No, not right away. No. Wait a while.
No, just trap him?
No, just wait a while. My wife did the same thing. I mean, when we were first dating, she said, she didn't say when we first started dating, but like after a while, she said that she wants 4 kids. And I was like, I remember I was on Mopac. We were driving, and I was like, okay. And in my head, I was like, hell no. But I said, just roll with it.
Maybe yeah, like once you get going.
Exactly.
And have like, one or two,
bro,
you're going to be good.
Her cousin wanted the same thing, you know, came from huge families and wanted 5 kids or 6 kids. And after she had one, she changed her mind. She said, I could probably do one more, and that's it.
So I came from a religious background. My dad was a minister.
Uh-huh.
The worst minister ever. Bless his heart. Rest in peace. But
that's funny you say that.
My brother followed in my dad's footsteps.
Uh-huh.
Their whole philosophy on family is as many as God will give them, mm-hmm. bless them with. And they have 4,
mm-hmm.
and I think they're done. But if she were to get pregnant again, they would continue going.
So it's like as many as God will give you.
Yeah.
So it's like you're in the act of making love, and then it just happens, and then it's like, okay, like there's
some
no
people,
protection. No,
yeah, that's right. That's how I feel. Like some people will take precautions to keep it under control, and other people will just leave it in his hands.
Yeah. Wow.
So where are you in that situation, Diana?
Yeah, same.
So when is she supposed to? You guys are Booker, Alex, you're dudes.
Yeah, you're the day. You're the expert, though. So
No, because I'm a girl. Like as a guy, I want y'all's.
Yeah.
I think that's what she's asking. When is a girl supposed to say that? Is she supposed to say that on her, you know, dating profile, on her first date? Is she supposed to just keep it?
I mean, I think you talk about it when it comes up. I don't think it's anything that you have to be proactive about.
That's perfect, because I wasn't seeking it out either.
Yeah.
And my wife, my girlfriend at the time, it just randomly came up. Like a friend of ours had a kid, and it comes up in conversation. That's the thing, because, I mean, look, you could really scare someone off. Like someone that's good, someone that doesn't want to have kids, maybe, but then all of a sudden the conversation comes up, and anyone can change their mind anytime.
It's been a long time since I've actually dated, but it seems to me that like having kids conversation isn't like on the first couple of days.
It is now because of dating apps. It's one of the questions.
Oh, it is?
Want kids? Maybe. Don't want kids.
Sure. Want kids, but you don't get into the conversation of how many.
No,
but I think that it's very clear now where guys should feel comfortable to say, I don't want kids. Same with women, you know, maybe, or yes, I want kids.
And again, I think that all of that is subject to change. And I brought this up before, but my friend was very adamant about not having kids.
Mm.
She got married.
You're going to tell don't tell the story. It's so dangerous. You're saying everything is subject to change. This is a problem because somebody then goes on a dating app and they love this guy and he says, I do not want kids. And then they go, well, subject to change, maybe later down the line, and then he doesn't.
It's possible. Well,
it's possible, but don't assume.
Okay, I will tell you. If a girl says she doesn't want kids, mm-hmm. it's much more likely she's going to change her mind than if a guy says he doesn't want
kids.
I'm
just saying,
yeah.
don't assume that they're going to change.
All right. Yeah, don't assume.
Your friend has a story about the person who said no and then changed their mind.
Yeah, but that's why women date bad guys. Mm-hmm. They date the bad boys because they assume that they're going to be the one that's going to change
yeah,
them.
Yeah, look at you guys.
I mean, yeah, look at
dude,
us.
Bro, I was the bad dude. Bro,
edgy.
I wanted a vasectomy before having kids and having a girlfriend or being married because I just wanted to party.
Could you imagine Alex is not a father?
Bro, I would have a vasectomy and I'd just be partying, dude.
Father is his number one, what is it, path in life.
Do you realize what kind of car I could have right now if I didn't have two
yeah,
kids?
Yeah, true.
But that's not
so true.
But you realize what house I could have?
When I first met Alex, I never thought, oh man, that dude is destined to be a dad.
Oh, 100% I did.
Are you serious? No. I didn't even think that.
No. But now that I know Alex as a father, I love him so much more because he is a great father.
Bro, you'd love me with a sweet Audi in my driveway.
You'd be so
and living
boring.
Downtown, bro. You'd love that, bro.
Boy, that would be the life.
Oh, bro, we'd have the life.
Anyway, so Diana's situation.
Just roll with it.
Roll with it.
Yes. Yeah. Take Sarah's advice.
Be honest when it comes up in conversation, but you do not have to talk about it on the first date or quantify how many you want on the dating app.
Seriously.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
After 3 years of construction, Legoland New York is finally opening this summer. Yeah. Unfortunately, today some jerk older brother kicked over all the rides.
Oh.
This story is just unbelievable. There is a 12-year-old in North Carolina that is about to graduate from high school and college in the same week. 12 years old.
Okay.
He's graduating high school and college.
Sounds so boring.
But also, okay.
He's the valedictorian of his high school.
Uh-huh.
12 years old.
Yeah.
Which has its graduation on May 21st. And he will get his associate's degree from a community college on May 28th.
So he took all basically those classes in high school.
That's exactly
or
right.
Or in middle school, actually, because it sounds like he's 12.
Not middle school, high school.
And what's he going to do?
Going to go into robotics. Surprise, surprise.
I mean, seriously. But I see, given that opportunity, if he would do that or just go through like school and be normal, I mean, like that's normal for him, but there's so many experiences I experienced in all those years that I would not give up for anything.
That's the thing. Why hurry so much?
Right.
You know, is he ever going to look back and say, oh man, that would have been cool to have just been in eighth grade?
Probably not.
So there, right. I know what you're going to say. So there are two schools of thought here.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, take a listen to him.
Went through all the grades in school, just had a very faster pace. Everybody says I'm like a sponge. I take in knowledge really fast, that faster pace. And I really found a school that wanted to allow me to flourish. I set out each day to learn something new about technology, your programming. And I know I'm not going to get it right on the first try, but I learned from each mistake and use that knowledge to ultimately find success. Follow your dream. Never let obstacles stop you. I've had obstacles put in my way thousands of times, but I never let that stop me into what I wanted to do.
12 years old.
Dude, that kid does not sound 12. And by the way, as long as he's happy and his parents aren't like forcing him, that's what it's all about.
So here are the two schools of thought. So yes, you're going to miss out on the benefit of the interaction with kids. Like for me, I'm a very sociable person.
Yeah.
So I think about this all the time. I did not go to college. I jumped right out of high school and got into the workforce. So I got a jump start of the workforce and I got real life experience. Mm-hmm. And by the time people were getting out of college, I already had 4 years under my belt of working and doing exactly what I wanted to do. I was making more money because I already had that experience. So there was something to be said about that. However, I look back at some of my friends that went through college and the fraternities, and I get really jealous because I'm like, wow, you forged lifelong relationships that you will have forever that I was never able to get, right? Mm-hmm. That's why I have such a small friend group, I think, because I didn't really go to college. This kid, however, and I mean this with peace and love, I don't feel like he's really concerned about missing out on the social aspect of college and developing over the course of many years. He's a guy that's focused on the goal at hand, and that is to get a job and make a ton of money, you know?
Yeah, but I hate... It's real weird, you know, when you have children in high school, which I do because I have two stepdaughters that are teenagers, and there's just so much emphasis on what AP classes are you taking, and oh, our GPAs are all over 4.0 because now apparently you can get even higher than a 4.0, and it's just, I'm going to get into college and I'm going to have so many AP classes. I'm like, just be a kid.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just saying, I don't know. I just think some of it is just, there's just so much pressure to have it all figured out at such a young age, as opposed to just being a kid and figuring it out. This is like way too much information. I don't know if this is interesting at all.
Yeah.
No, I went to this all-girl school that was super fancy, preschool through eighth grade. And high school was when it was about to get really real, like college level, very hard, very competitive. And I knew as an eighth grader that it was going to be a situation where I killed myself to be in the top 10 of the school and that I was not going to have a life. And I went to my parents that summer and I said, I can't go here for high school. I want to go have a, quote, more normal high school experience. And I left.
Ah, good for you.
And were they receptive of that, though?
Oh, they were so upset because they had spent 10 years doing what they thought was putting me in the best education to get me ahead. And I said, I mean, like a total annoying teenager, I was like, well, you can't make me go. If you make me go there, I'm just not going to go to school and I'm going to fail out, you know.
Right.
But I wasn't going to go because I wanted to have what I perceived was going to be a more normal high school experience where it wasn't all about just me having to be the smartest in the school.
Good for you.
Well, see, and the thing is, this kid, it's 12, it's graduating high school and college, would speak out just like Sarah did if he didn't want it,
No, and good for him.
Maybe.
I mean, good for him, seriously.
Like, maybe he's got, you know, parents that are cracking that whip.
I mean, but
you know?
Hearing him speak... That is a guy that's not going to be going to a college party like doing keg stands.
If you have a gift like that, then you know what? Carpe diem, you know?
What does that mean?
Seize the day.
Oh, gotcha.
You would have known that if you went to college.
I went the other route.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, remember how Lady Gaga's dog walker was shot and her dogs were stolen?
Crazy.
Police apparently cracked the case. Remember, they found the dogs.
Yeah.
Because there's a bigger reward for it.
Yeah, some woman found them in an alley, right?
That's right. And there was a $500,000 reward. And Lady Gaga was like, well, I'm happy to pay that because you returned my dogs. And the police were like, whoa, don't pay it yet. Let us make sure that she had nothing to do with the crime. Well, now it appears the police knew what they were talking about because...
Oh, no!
She did.
Of course.
So they were French bulldogs, and according to police, three thieves targeted the dog walker, Ryan Fisher, after seeing him with the dogs back in February.
They
did not know they were Gaga's dogs. They just knew the French bulldogs were worth a lot of money. So the plan was to steal the dogs and sell them for cash. However, when the story went viral, they tried to cash in on Gaga's $500,000 reward because I know that those dogs, I guess, are a couple thousand apiece.
Right.
They can be.
So, I mean, they're going to make some money, but they weren't going to make $500,000.
Right. So those thieves were like, okay, let's return them and get the reward money.
But here's what happens when criminals get too greedy.
Uh-huh.
It becomes their downfall.
Oh, boy.
They recruited a woman to be the hero who returned the dogs, but they chose someone closely connected to themselves. She was the girlfriend of one of the men's fathers.
Uh-huh.
And he must have been in on it, too, because he was arrested as an accessory.
Wow.
All four of the men, including the 40-year-old father, are allegedly, quote, documented gang members.
Oh boy. Okay.
The three thieves were between the ages of 18 and 27. They're facing robbery and attempted murder charges.
Dang.
Police believe the 18-year-old was the shooter.
Wow. So no one gets the money then, huh?
Nobody. How about Gaga got her dogs back and she saved $500,000.
Dang.
However, there's still Ryan Fisher who's recovering.
I know, man. That's crazy.
That's the really sad part of the story.
Give him the money, man, for protecting them dogs.
Yes.
And for taking a bullet. Jeez.
Well, I have to believe that Gaga has really taken care of him.
Oh, no, seriously. Like, if she's taking care of the person that returned her dogs, she definitely gave
him a
raise.
I would hate to speculate on things, but that's a good one to speculate on because... You know, she's a good human being.
Seriously. And those dogs, by the way, it's so funny. I see them walking through my neighborhood now. Like, there's a couple people that have them.
You see dollar signs?
I didn't realize how expensive they were. And I'm like, whoa, I wouldn't be walking that dog after dark.
No doubt.
Hey, it feels like Justin Bieber for years has been trying to shut the whole teen pop thing. And I'm thinking, like, this isn't going to help because there's sources saying that he's going to be collaborating, which I think is great, with BTS on a brand new song. But again, BTS, a little younger than him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, it's great.
There's speculation that that it might be a part of a deluxe release of Justin's latest album, Justice, in order to keep it on the charts, which is absolutely smart to get BTS to do it. Side note, some bad news from Justin Bieber's camp. His tour being pushed back, y'all, to 2022.
The Alamo Drafthouse announced yesterday that they're opening up all the way.
Yeah.
So there's actually been some theaters here in Austin already open. Alamo Drafthouse, Lakeline, Slaughter, and Sal de Mar are already open. They've been open, but Miller's opening up May 7th. The Village is opening up in July. But all the other theaters, because Alamo Drafthouse now is national, are opening up in the next couple months.
Let's not forget, though, pay homage to the Ritz.
Oh, God, don't even.
I'm a poor out of 40.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'd never even been there, but it's just so sad. I mean, I've walked past it
like
so many
historic,
times.
It's historic, you know? That's Austin.
I know. It's like, what's it going to be now?
Sarah, what is it going to be?
I mean, nothing right now. I mean, there's so many places closed on Dirty Six.
It's interesting because that venue was used a lot for South by Southwest and different festivals. Yes. So, you know, I don't know.
Maybe it's just an event space.
Yeah, seriously.
Pricey event space.
Right.
For these stories, text trending to 51993. We'll send them to you. And thank you so much for listening to Mix 94.7. Stream us, too. We are online and on a shiny new app where you can also see the most exciting podcasts and actually listen to our show on demand anytime. It's called Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You got something you've been holding on to, a secret, maybe a dirty little secret that you really need to get off your chest? Well, why not tell us? You can remain anonymous. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Dirty Little Secret.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah need to know. Come on, what's your dirty little secret? Dirty little secret, dirty little secret.
Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Steve.
Hi.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, how's it going, pal?
Good. Steve, tell us your dirty little secret.
Okay, so I bought my 7-year-old son a hermit crab. And he loved this thing. He even painted it blue with a little smiley face on it, like on the shell.
Yep.
And when he was out at school, it died.
Okay.
So I went out and bought a new one, and I had tried to paint it blue with his paint with a little smiley face on it to replicate it.
That's a good dad right
And I guess it worked because he has no idea. Every time he's playing with the hermit crab, I just feel like I don't know if I did something wrong or
I got to Google
right
hermit crab.
You don't know what they are?
Not really.
Bro, I kid you not, like pre-COVID, I was at Barton Creek Mall.
Uh-huh.
And I kid you not, either this was a dream. No, they had a kiosk there that they sold hermit crabs at.
Really?
Yeah, bro. It was cool.
One of my best friends growing up, Beth Baracco, her family, and I can picture right now, had a huge tank of hermit crabs, and they always had the light on, so it was a little warm in the tank.
Oh,
and there was
man.
A specific smell. It wasn't a bad smell, but I can remember the hermit crab smell. But I never really understood the hermit crabs, but it's very cute that they were painted. It's not a big deal. It happens all the time. Good on you for buying a new one.
I can hear the kids now. Don't touch Beth. She's got crabs.
Dude.
This reminds me. I'm glad I got this opportunity to tell you this story.
Uh-huh.
So I just started talking to this couple. The mom is the mother of one of the kids that my son plays football with.
Mm-hmm.
They recently moved to Austin, mm-hmm. and they now live in Kyle. Her son wanted a pet, and they bought the pet dragon you keep? Was that
a Komodo dragon?
No, not a Komodo. Bearded dragon.
Dragon.
So they went and got a bearded dragon for him, and I've never had a bearded dragon before, but apparently they're one of those animals that needs to be under a heat lamp.
Yep. Oh, I
same
see.
Same like the hermit crabs.
Yeah.
Oh, same. Okay. Well, then Snowvid happened and they lost power.
Oh,
yeah. This was
no.
a thing.
Yeah. So they had to cuddle up with the bearded dragon.
Oh, yeah.
And, gross. This is, dude.
I just want to give you a disclaimer here. This does not have a happy ending. So if you're listening, just know that this is going to make a wrong turn, okay? Okay, good. If you're still listening, yay to you. I want to be friends with you. So.
Oh, no.
They're like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? This guy's about to go.
I saw a lot of people put their bearded dragons in their car, like when the family would go warm up in the car.
Yep. So that's what happened. They went to their car, and they were cusping the bearded dragon with the heat coming just to kind of keep them alive. And they could tell, like, immediately this little guy perked right up and got this ball of energy. So much energy that he jumped out of their hands, and they lost him.
In the car.
In the car. Well, they couldn't find him. They took the car apart, couldn't figure out where he was. But I think he got in like to the engine system where it was nice and warm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, long story short, the bearded dragon is still MIA. And there is now this bearded dragon set in her vehicle.
Bro.
Ew.
Oh, my God. So wait, hold on. It gets better.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
And by better, I mean bad, but
oh no.
The story continues. Mm. So they go to wherever they got the bearded dragon, and they're like, hey, you know, we lost this bearded dragon in the storm because we had no power, whatever. Can we get our money back? And they're like, well, we need to see the animal.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's like, really? You really wanted me to do this to my kid and bring, you know, they made up this whole thing about how they couldn't. They had already buried the bearded dragon and whatever. She's like, well, let me go talk to my manager. So they go back. They talk to the manager. The manager's like, yeah, no problem. We'll give you a refund. All good. And she's like, all right, cool. Now, can we get a new bearded dragon? Uh-huh. And they're like, oops. No bearded dragons because the pet store lost all of them in the snowstorm too.
Bro.
Yes, I know. Sorry, I'm Debbie Downer. Anyway, where were we?
Booker, Alex, and Sarah need to know. Come on, what's your dirty little secret?
His current record is 1,623 wins with 129 losses. This morning, Sarah and I rooted for Tony. Tony lives in Fredericksburg. She makes a commute to Marble Falls where she's an anesthesia nurse. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Kiss, Beast, Booker!
Tony!
Hey! All right. Well, we're going to play Can't Be Booker right now. I'm going to leave the room. Sarah will ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions, and whenever you're finished, I will be back to answer the same 5.
All right, great. All right.
Good luck.
All right.
I had a joke, but it wasn't very nice.
Oh, so boy.
I'm trying to be a better person.
All right, Tony. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
June 18th is the date that we'll get the brand new Pixar film, Luca. What Pixar film just won Best Animated Movie at the Oscars, came out during the pandemic?
I don't know.
Okay, Chris Pratt has a sci-fi flick coming to Amazon in July called The Tomorrow War. Remember when he was on a TV show with Amy Poehler and no one even considered him hot? What was the name of that show?
No, strike two.
Gal Gadot is 36 years old today. She's from what country?
India.
Ana de Armas is 33 years old today. Who is her on-again, off-again Goodwill Hunting boyfriend?
Matt Damon.
And finally, Britney Spears is at war with her dad. What's her dad's name?
Bob.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hey there.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Well, she didn't get any.
What?
Oh, man, girl.
Ella.
You didn't get any right?
I know. Let me say, I'm doing this for my daughter. We listen to this show every morning on the way to school.
Well, amen. You are a good mom.
Good mom.
Yeah. I know.
You tried. Awesome.
She, like, guessed. She gave out guesses, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad. You know, go down swinging. All right,
that's
here we
right.
go. I'm ready,
that's
sir.
Right.
Okay. June 18th on Disney Plus, we'll be able to watch the brand new Pixar film, Luca. What Pixar film just won Best Animated Film Feature at the Oscars? It came out during the pandemic.
Sarah, do we also want to recognize June 18th as the day that your boy Brad Booker was born?
Oh, June 18th, Brad Booker is so excited because it's his birthday. And instead of going out, he's going to sit at home and watch the Disney Plus show, Luca.
The really? Sad thing is, I probably will, actually. Soul.
Yeah. Chris Pratt has a sci-fi flick coming to Amazon in July called The Tomorrow War. Tomorrow War. Remember when he was on a TV show with Amy Poehler and no one even thought about him as being hot? He was just a dude. He wasn't bad looking, but he was definitely not the guy that was going to be the hot guy.
Ooh. You're asking me what the TV show was?
Yeah.
Why do I have no idea?
I don't know.
Chris Pratt and Amy Poehler. So I want to say Parks and Rec, but Chris Pratt. So I'm thinking it was prior to that. And what was... Was she on Arrested Development? Was he on Arrested Development? I don't know why that entered my head. I'm just going to say Parks and Rec, although I'm sure that that's wrong.
It was Parks and Rec.
Oh, it was? Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, he was big.
He was.
Oh, yeah, he was big.
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah,
he's bigger. He's bigger. Let me put it like this.
He didn't have no six-pack.
Right, he wasn't in shape like he is now.
Yeah, he just looked like a dude that went to college that, you know, wore T-shirts.
Was Amy Poehler in Arrested Development? Why was I thinking that?
I don't know. Huh. Look at how, like, just average he
was. Oh, yeah. Chris Pratt used to be very average.
Totally.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot is 36 years old today. She's from what country?
She is Israeli.
Yeah. Ana de Armas, 33 years old today. Who is her on-again, off-again Good Will Hunting boyfriend?
See, Ana de Armas.
I think they're broken up right now.
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I heard a story about?
Ooh, please tell us.
Okay, I don't even know if I should say this, but allegedly in Los Angeles, if you're a celebrity, yes, you know, all the makeup people, all the hair people, they know all the stuff. And they share all the tea with everybody else.
Go ahead, spill it.
So my friend was at a party with a girl who had done a bunch of hair and makeup, and she was just spilling the tea on everybody and who was awesome and who was not awesome. Like Ryan Gosling, awesome.
Yes.
Regé Jean, awesome.
Yes, Bridgerton, yes.
Ana de Armas, apparently, who a lot of people don't know, but she was in Knives Out, beautiful, dates prep.
Not awesome.
Apparently, no one on set likes her because she calls the paparazzi all the time to follow her all the time. Like, she actively calls them.
Dang,
and she's rude and not very nice.
And, that's
like,
a shame.
People have asked her to stop calling the paparazzi, but she keeps calling them.
Wow. All right.
Man. Yeah.
Thank you for spilling.
Thanks, dude.
Didn't hear it from me.
I mean.
Finally, Britney Spears is at war with her dad. What's her dad's name?
Well, this is easy to deduce because I'm going to tell you a little secret. Britney's sister is Jamie Lynn Spears, and that's a combination of their mom and dad. Jamie, her dad, Lynn, her mom.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
So the correct answer is Jamie
Spears. Yeah, 5 out of 5. Even though you really didn't know Parks and Rec and you just guessed.
I guessed it. Well, that's how good I am, Sarah.
Oh.
Even my natural thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like a naturally gifted athlete, but except for pop culture trivia. I am not gifted at all athletically. I'm more of an athletic supporter.
Your guesses are a lot better than mine.
Aww. Aww. There you go.
Well, thank you so much for playing. Appreciate you.
Ma'am, this is Tony from Fredericksburg, and I can't beat Booker.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, guys.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Chloe. She is a pediatric nurse practitioner.
Ooh, fancy.
We'll ask some questions about what she does for a living, and we'll guess how much she makes, and then she'll share her salary. It's coming up in 3 minutes right here on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the Odyssey app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
A rare bottle of bourbon that is believed to have been produced before 1802 will go up for auction later this year and is expected to sell for up to $40,000. Meanwhile, an NFT of a photo of it is expected to sell for $7
billion. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. It's time again to play Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Rick, who works in pharmaceutical sales, makes
$228,000.
Nice. Oh, boy.
On the phone with us now is Chloe from South Austin. Good morning, Chloe.
What's up, girl?
Hello, morning.
We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. So Chloe is a pediatric nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
All right. So many questions. So that's exactly what we're going to do. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you some things that we're curious about. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. So simple, all right?
Boom.
Okay.
All right, 60 seconds starts right now. Now, do you work for a single doctor, a big practice?
I work at a hospital.
Do you make more money at a hospital than you would at a doctor's office?
I don't know the answer to that.
Ooh, how long have you been doing this for?
A year and a half.
Ah.
And what kind of schooling?
That's a good question.
I became a nurse first with a bachelor's degree and then went back for my master's degree to become a nurse practitioner.
Oh, so a nurse practitioner is above a nurse?
Yes.
What is it that you do that a nurse doesn't do?
I basically can do everything that a doctor does.
Dang! Oh, you know what? That's funny. I've gone into like one of these like little clinics that like, and the doctor's not in. Then
they
you're seeing
the nurse,
practitioner.
Yes!
Correct.
So like, you can deliver a baby by yourself.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, this is great.
Now, do you have a specialty?
Yeah, so I work in the newborn nursery, so I see all of the newborn babies.
Oh, cute.
Now, why would you... Okay, so is there a reason why you decided not to go the doctor route and go the nurse route?
Yeah, it's called I Don't Want to Spend the Rest of My Life in College.
And in Debt.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Do you have less paperwork than a doctor?
No, I have the same. I work with pediatricians, and they do the same paperwork that I do.
What does that have to do with the salary, Sarah?
Nothing.
Man.
Here's a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do pediatricians and the doctors who do the exact same job as you make significantly more than you or the same?
All right, that's a good one.
I don't know the answer, but I know they make more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to your paperwork question, Sarah. I just went to the cardiologist this week.
Yay!
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
So I go in and they give me this mountain of paperwork with a pen.
Yeah.
They have to sit down and write with my hand.
Yeah.
And I walk up to them after spending what seems like half the day filling out paperwork. I'm like, y'all, it's 2021. Can we do something digital to make this whole process easier? Because I have to submit it to them. Then they have to take it, interpret it, and then enter it into their computer system.
I'm sure you're first person that asked them that question.
You know what they said?
What?
It was a cardiologist. Keep in mind. They go, we got a lot of really old people, so we have to do it this way.
Oh,
dude, that's
so funny. That makes sense, because when I went and got my mammogram and there was some older ladies there just getting, not mammograms, but, you know, it was that ARS place.
Yeah.
The older ladies needed help.
Way to bring us down, Sarah.
Will you help us? Yes, mammogram.
Seriously?
I don't know. All right, here we go. Let's play a quick 3-minute song. Text your guest right now to 51993. Alex is definitely going to use one of your messages. Mm-hmm. How much money does Chloe, the pediatric nurse practitioner, make? Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guest to 51993. We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Chloe shares her salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. On the phone with us is Chloe from South Austin. She is a pediatric nurse practitioner. What else do we learn, Sarah?
We learned that she works at a hospital. She doesn't know if she would make more if she worked for a private practice versus a hospital. She's been doing this 1.5 years. She was a nurse, then she went back and got more schooling to become a nurse practitioner. She can do everything the doctor does, and she works with the newborn nursery, and she does like all the same work, you know, as a pediatrician, and they probably do make more, but she didn't know how much more.
All right. Man, this is going to be so good. Mm-hmm. My numbers have been jumping all around in my head.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Usually I'm laser focused.
Yeah, but same here.
Things have changed dramatically since we started.
Yeah.
All right, Alex Franco, why don't you start off with the guesses?
Yeah, thank God. Christy texted into 51993. She said, this is easy, $96,000.
For like, real? For real?
That's what, I mean, when she said, this is easy, I'm like, all right, sold. Boom, I'm there. I wasn't there prior to Christy, though, so I'm going to go 96,000.
96, I think that's a little on the high side. What do you think, Sarah?
Well, I was going to go 60, but then I learned she went back for her schooling, and so then I kicked it up to 101.
There you go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So you're both in the six figures.
Yeah.
See, I'm dipping down a little bit. I'm thinking 74,000. Keep in mind, she's only been doing it for about a year and a half.
Yeah, I'm at 94, not six figures.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
that's
you're right there. You're right
figures.
There at the top. That's
one,
five
two, three,
figures.
Four, five.
Okay. So I feel like she's got potential to make significantly more money. However, from the beginning, I was quite a bit lower, but I jumped way up when I found out she was a nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
Even though I said that in the beginning, I guess I didn't really realize what that was. But you're right.
Know.
I remember, though. I remember when you can't see the doctor, you always see the nurse practitioner. Matter of fact, my cardiologist appointment I was talking about in a little while, the follow-up appointment is with the nurse practitioner because the doctor's only got such limited time.
Yeah, or the doctor's not in on Fridays.
Yeah, right. The doctor's never in on Friday.
Well, I have a feeling she makes more, but I'm still rolling with that $96,000 that Christy said.
I'm going to say 74.5. That's my answer. 74.5.
Okay.
However, she does have her master's degree, and if you go through all of that schooling, if you go through enough schooling to get a master's degree or a doctorate, then you deserve to be well into your six figures.
See, then you're trying to sell yourself on six.
I
go
know.
Six, bro.
No, I'm going 7.45.
Right.
She's a year and a half into it. She's going to make more money. She'll be in that six-figure range if she's not already. But you know what? Let's just stop messing around.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out right now. Let's not wait another second. Chloe, how much do you make every year?
$108,000.
Oh! Yeah! Sarah with the six figures.
Yeah!
Six figures.
Man.
Nice job, Sarah.
Dang, that's awesome, man.
Out of college, what's that starting salary?
That was my starting salary.
It
and that's
was.
Before bonuses, too.
How much did you make as a nurse then?
As an RN, it was hourly. I made about $28 an hour.
So what would that equal out to about?
I want to say like 50-ish.
So you got quite a jump becoming a practitioner.
Yes.
That's awesome.
She doubled her salary.
Yeah. Seriously.
Man.
For 2 years of school, it was worth it.
That's awesome.
That's really good. Now, what is your ceiling? Like, do you think you can make significantly more money?
I mean, it depends on where you work. The bonus structure depends. I mean, it all depends. Some places have super good bonus structures to where you could make 30,000 to 50,000 more just with bonuses.
Okay, I have a pretty good grasp on how people bonus.
How many babies you deliver?
As a nurse practitioner, what is that based on?
So it depends on the company. So my company just splits it evenly to all the practitioners.
Splits what? The percentage of the profit?
I guess, yes, the percentage of the profit.
Oh.
And so we just get an annual bonus. This year it was 15,000.
Heck yes.
And then, yeah.
God, but amazing.
My sister, her company is based on personal. So like the amount of patients she sees, that's how they figure out their bonuses.
Wow, so shuffling through people like crazy.
I've never, like, what is it like to get a bonus where you get like a big chunk of money all at once and then you can like go on vacation?
Well, they put half of it into my 401k.
That's awesome, though.
Boring. That's good.
Well, thank you for taking care of my babies.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.